talk to Shona Sani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation talking about World Health Day today. And Shona Sani, good morning. Welcome to the show on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me again. And good morning to the listeners.
It's an absolute pleasure. And Shona Sani, I just wanted to check, have you got your phone on speakerphone by any chance?
It's on headphones.
Okay. Getting into the chat this morning, if you can please tell the listeners more about World Health Day and the theme for this year.
Sure, thank you so much, Wayne. Last week on the, every year, but last week this year, on the 7th of April 2025, we were commemorating World Health Day, which makes the anniversary of the inception of the World Health Organization in 1948. Mm-hmm. So every year there is a specific theme and health topics that are addressed, which contribute to poor health outcomes around the world. The reason for this is because the World Health Organization wants to encourage positive movement term for a change by restructuring various components of the drivers that facilitate improved physical and mental health. Mm-hmm. So in 2025, the World Health Organization, they proposed the campaign theme as Health Beginnings, Hopeful Future, which urges government and the health community to increase the efforts to end preventable maternal and newborn death, and also to prioritize women's long-term health and their well-being, because when women are pregnant, they are carrying our future leaders, that we need to ensure that they are born healthy, and also we try by all means to reduce their risk of getting non-communicable diseases.
And Shona Sani, what are the driving factors for raising the topic on maternal and child health?
The Heart and Stroke Foundation recognized numerous cardiovascular and non-communicable diseases which affect the mother and child in the perinatal period that may lead to death. So these conditions, when identified early, they are able to be treated, monitored, and also they can also be able to be prevented to reduce the severity of them. So common complications in the perinatal period may lead to morbidity and mortality. These conditions include conditions like ectopic pregnancy, miscarriage, hypertensive disorder, which include preeclampsia, eclampsia, and hypertension, hemorrhage, gestational diabetes, sepsis or infections, which include COVID-19, pneumonia, HIV, TB, and syphilis and meningitis. So these conditions, if they are not treated, they may have fatal or lasting effects on the mother and child later on in life.
Okay.
So when it comes to the stats, also the other factors that drive, it's the stats, because the recent data from the Savings Mother Report for 2020 to 2022, that was published by the National Department of Health, it shows that approximately 1,062 maternal deaths occurred in 2022 within South Africa, with Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal being the highest contributors. Mm-hmm. They also found that hypertensive disorder were the third most common cause of this maternal death. So if you go to globally, the World Health Organization, they publicize that 800 women die globally on a daily basis from preventable causes that are related to pregnancy and childbirth in 2020. So this means that every 2 minutes, there is a maternal death that is occurring, and it is evident that proper system, appropriate and specialized care by skilled healthcare professionals, and the adoption of good health practices and continuous monitoring throughout the perinatal period, it can help to prevent this maternal death.
Mm-hmm. And some of the causes and the dangers of hypertension in pregnancy, what are they?
Hypertension or high blood pressure in pregnancy, it may result from complications which include preeclampsia, where a person is having a high blood pressure and protein in the urine. It can also be from eclampsia, which is the development of seizures as a result of high blood pressure. It can also lead to a stroke and the need for labor induction, which means that the doctors or the nurses, they have to give medication to start labor to give birth. And also it can also lead to placental abruption, where the placenta separate from the wall of the ureterus, causing the child to be born early because they won't be getting sufficient nutrients. It can also lead to cardiovascular disease later on in life. So eclampsia and preeclampsia is the more common in the second half of the pregnancy, and lessly common, can occur up to 6 weeks after delivery. They are also more common in women in the first pregnancy, women who are obese, and those pre-existing hypertension and diabetes. So high blood pressure in the mother may also lead to complications for the baby, which can cause the preterm delivery, as well as low birth weight. So it's important that the mother goes through checkup so that they can be able to check if she's having she's at higher risk of high blood pressure, because also high blood pressure can be hard for the baby to get enough oxygen and nutrients.
Okay. And then looking at the baby's first 1,000 days, how does a pregnant woman's health impact on her unborn child's development? And what is the significance of the first 1,000 days of a child's life?
Yes, the first 1,000 days, they happen from conception to the age of 2 years. They are crucial because this is where the child growth, development, and learning and long-term health occur or its program. So this period, it lays the foundation for future health, educational attainment, and also economic productive. So a woman's stress level, their diet, as well as their overall well-being can significantly impact her unborn child development. So that's why during this period, proper nutrition and care, it's important to prevent lifelong health problems that will occur to both the mother and the child.
And what are the consequences of insufficient nutrition during these 1,000 days? And the current state of malnourishment and malnutrition in South Africa, and how can we address these issues? As you said, very important, the first 1,000 days.
Yes, there are ways we can address them, but also proper nutrition is very important, because insufficient nutrition can cause irreparable damage to the child development, brain and body, and this can lead to malnutrition, which is specific to stunting, wasting and micronutrients deficiency. So when it comes to malnutrition in stats in South Africa, 28.8% of children under the age of 5 years suffer from stunting, 5.3% they experience wasting, and 7.8% are underweight. So the nutritional deficiencies, such as inadequate protein, iron, and omega-3 fatty acid, it can impair brain development and also increase the cardiovascular risk for the child. So addressing these health issues during the first 1,000 days, it can help to prevent long-life health problems such as obesity, cardiovascular disease, and also diabetes. Furthermore, it can also improve the child's cognitive development, educational attainment, and economic productivity. So when it comes to intervention that can help to reduce malnutrition in South Africa, as well as to improve the first 1,000 days of a child, that target improved maternal nutrition. We have a place where they support breastfeeding, as well as community that support breastfeeding. We also have a macronutrient supplementation that can help as well to prevent malnutrition. Furthermore, also regular screening, such as checking for the high blood pressure, blood glucose, cholesterol, as well as other blood tests that are done when the mother's pregnant, it can help to mitigate the risk of chronic undernutrition, a child developing cardiovascular disease later in life, and also reduce mortality and long-term developmental deficiency.
And Shonisani, what advice would you give women in order to promote good health and prevent maternal and infant death?
The first thing that a mother needs to do is to maintain a healthier weight throughout the life course, which means that even before pregnancy, because when that happens, they won't be putting the child at risk of obesity, as well as the mother at risk of obesity. We also advise women to attend antenatal screening the moment they found that the moment they suspect that they are pregnancy, because this will ensure that blood pressure, blood glucose, cholesterol, and antenatal specific bloods can be done earlier, and also they can be monitored, and also if there is anything that they are picking out, it can be treated when it's still early. if the mother has any medical condition, they should disclose those medical conditions to the healthcare professional that is treating them so that appropriate treatment is given. They also need to ensure that they adhere to the advice that was given during the antenatal and postnatal period. They also need to maintain healthy behaviors, which include a healthier, balanced diet that is rich in essential nutrients, engage in physical activity that was advised by the healthcare professional, as well as getting adequate sleep, and also practice good hygiene that will help them to prevent infection. They need to abstain from smoking in any form, drinking alcohol, as well as using harmful drugs, because these drugs and substances, they have an effect on the child, because they can lead to poor fetal growth, increased risk of stillbirth, neonatal stubborn syndrome, and also can increase the risk of sudden infant death syndrome and long-term behavioral problems in a child. So it's important that these women stay away from this behavior. It can also lead to any abnormalities that are, or also lead to early labor, which is caused by the drinking of these substances.
Wow. And what can we say to government regarding maternal and child health?
What we can say to government is that we require more robust policies to bring down maternal and child death. Moreover, we need policies that address the structural inequalities that lay the foundations for a child health over the long term. So this way we can be able to bring down the prevalence and the incidence of heart disease, stroke, as well as non-communicable diseases.
And Shonisani, lastly, we know that the Heart and Stroke Foundation has got lots of resource material. Where can listeners go to get more information about the campaign and also about the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
Listeners can go on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are also on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And if they didn't speak to one of our healthcare professionals, they can call us on 021-422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much, and have a good Easter weekend, and we'll chat to you again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you to the listeners. Have a great Easter weekend, and enjoy, and take care.
Thank you very much. That's Shonisani Nepalama, the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about World Health Day, and this chat will be on our website later on today as well.